I don't know what to call the turning point in this game because there seemed to be so many of them. But things really turned late in the first half when BYU scored two touchdowns in 38 seconds. And ultimately, BYU ended up scoring three touchdowns in 3 minutes and change after you include the Darius Lassiter touchdown early in the third quarter. But things really got nuts. Things really got unhinged when 4 minutes and 15 seconds into the third quarter, Parker Kingston returned to punt 90 yards for a score. It says 90 yards, but Parker's got the headset on. Parker, how many yards did you really run?
I don't know. It felt like 200 yards. It was by the time I got to the 20-yard line to the goal line, I thought I was going to pass out.
Hey, Greg, McKay and I did. We did add it up. 136 yards
is
about what we figured in a dead sprint, Parker. Hey, though, let me know, what was that feeling when it touched your hands and started dribbling on the ground? Did you just think, oh, I got to make this right for the fans?
Yeah, it hit my hands, and I was like, oh, come on, please just give me a right hop. Give me the good hop right in my hands, and it did, and I turned the corner, and the two guys fell in front of me, and I'm like, holy crap, the sideline is wide open. And
well, I know it's a little bit – it might be a little bit loud in your headset, but we're going to do this. We're going to see if we can turn the volume up a little bit for you. Let's let you hear how we called what you did. If our guys back in the studio have this Parker Kingston touchdown queued up and ready to go, let's hear how it sounded on the radio, Parker. Give it a listen. And Simon McLennan, averaging 42 yards a boot on 10 kicks, sends a low driver to Kingston. He bobbled it! Kingston recovers it inside his 10, running away from tacklers to the far side of the field. Now the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, convoy down the sideline, midfield 45, 40, 35, 30, oh my goodness! He's gonna go! Touchdown! Touchdown! Parker Kingston and the Cougars! Can you believe that?
And the crowd just sets in. The environment is electric. There's nothing that Kansas State can do to stop this momentum right now.
Well, that was us up here, Parker. Hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was sweet. That was sweet.
We had a good time with it. And, man, did this game turn, right? Like, you're down 3-0, you're down 6-0. But when this ball got rolling and the crowd got going, nothing could stop it.
Yeah, no, we knew if we just did our job and knew what we were doing and just made plays that we'd have LES rocking with us. And this was one of the craziest games I've ever been a part of. The crowd was insane. It was awesome.
So, Parker, let's go into the offensive game plan against this Kansas State 3-3-5 defense. What were some of the things you guys felt that you could do against Kansas State, and what things worked that you were surprised that did work?
We knew that we could still run the ball. I mean, they got a three-man front, and our running backs, I mean, you watched it all night. They pounded the ball. Sione Moa can tote that, and he's a monster, but we knew it would be difficult to throw over the top deep because they got their three safeties, but I think we did a pretty good job of hitting all the underneath stuff and just chipping away slowly and making the plays when we needed to.
How does it feel to be 4-0 and beat a ranked team here tonight?
It feels great. We all knew that no one surprised on our team. We all know that this is what we expected. We expected nothing less, and now it's just time to keep rolling.
You talked about Sione Moa. I want to talk a little bit about this offensive line. Just kind of take me from the receiver's perspective of the big guys up front. How good did they do tonight?
Yeah, they did a great job. I mean, they're the ones that are going to be able to get us the ball on time, giving Jake the right amount of time. So they did a great job. They did a great job blocking for our running backs and opening up holes. And, yeah, it was a great all-around effort from the offense.
Well, Parker, congrats on your second career touchdown, first on the special teams for BYU, being part of a huge win tonight, and go get them in Waco next week.
Great job, Parker.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Parker.